Liverpool are in the final of the Carabao Cup, the EFL Cup. It is a pleasure to be here in the courtyard between the White Hart and the Engineer, between Arid Street and Hope Street. I am joined by Paul Johnson, Amelia Bonner, and I've got Kev Walsh. And Kev Walsh, I just got a text from Carl Kopak, and he said, "What I love about this team is they've got no fear." And last season, that game would have been a game for scaredy cats. They'd have found themselves in all sorts of trouble. They'd have talked themselves into it all going badly wrong. And this year, they are absolutely calm and assured as anything. They are scared of absolutely nothing.
I think the saying's mentality monsters, isn't it? We're back there. I think that's where we're at now.
Or just not scaredy cats.
Well, yeah, not big fat cowards. Like, but yeah, they're just doing a job. And plus as well, they all know the score. There's someone else just waiting in the wings to take the place. Even if the likes of McAllister's flying at the minute, number six, so I wouldn't necessarily picked it for him. But he's got endo breathing down his neck when he gets back in a few weeks' time. And they just know what they've got to do. There's like young kids like Conor Bradley. What a player he is, you know what I mean? Coming in, just doing what needs doing. Probably going to get a little bit of criticism for the goal, but he's a fullback who gets done by a winger. It happens. You know
it happens, yeah, from time to time.
Shit happens like that sometimes. And it doesn't make any difference at all because we're now through to the League Cup final. Again, records equal on 14th time. And it's well the best cup, by the way. Fuck the FA Cup. The FA Cup's dead. Finish that now. Forget about it. It's all about the League Cup.
I mean, you're a man who lives in the moment, Kevin. I really am.
I wouldn't like this quoted in May, I'll be honest.
Oh, or even on Saturday. Sunday, sorry. Even on Sunday. No, but I'll come back to you on the calm that they show. And that, listen, there's loads of ways in which you could panic tonight. And for me, they just don't. They keep at it. They know that Fulham will do ever so well to score two past them. It doesn't come. The second doesn't come. And indeed, the big chance for the second doesn't come. It's not like I'm looking at a Fulham side going, well, they missed this and they missed this and they missed this. They just back themselves to see it through.
I reckon if they'd have got it as well, they'd have just backed themselves to score another one. I know they were trying, but there was never a there was a few times where we were all over them. We were absolutely pinning them back. But I reckon if we'd have really, really needed it, you'd have just seen the game played in the last third of the pitch, just towards our fans, and we'd have just knocked, and we'd have got what we needed to get, because that's just the type of team that they are. And they just finished the game so strong now, don't they? Like, I know tonight they've conceded the goal, it is what it is, but even at the end of the game, you still think, yeah, these have got this here.